Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us tonight. I want to remind you the call in number is 323-203-0815, and Dr. Pat is live on the air, ready to answer all of your questions. Dr. Allen, you're on the air live. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. I'm getting my chores done. I'm getting my creativity done. I'm enjoying taking care of myself, and I'm sadly looking at the red sky above with all our fires in California.
Yeah, California and Oregon are not doing well at all, and I hope everybody out there is safe. I know this heat wave is not doing anything to aid the situation. Our hopes and prayers go out to the firefighters and the families that have been endangered and lost their homes. So, what did you do this weekend? What was your classes?
The class we did last weekend was addictions. I love addictions. And Saturday we're doing helping self-esteem, balancing your yin and your yang. Awesome.
That is so amazing. I love that class. It's just awesome. You know, I just had somebody call me and ask me about your addictions class that you do every weekend. And I want to remind everybody that you can go to www.oneistore, see the schedule for the upcoming classes, sign up for those classes. And if you want information, you can go to info@drpatallen.com. Send an email to Sue Wagner, and pardon me, she will hook you up with all kinds of information.
It's wonderful. It's intimate and informative.
Awesome. So I don't know what's going on with our switchboard. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties today here with my system. So... Hey, Ronan, can you tell me, do we have any calls?
Yes, hello.
Hi, caller, you're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. There's a man who has been dating me. He courted me for about 6 weeks. And after about 6 weeks of courting, he asked to get in. I told him, you know, what it took to get in as far as commitment, continuity, monogamy, all of that.
Did you say thank you first?
Yes, I did. And I said I very much want to do that. I'm very interested in doing that as well. I liked him. So he said to me when I told him what it took to get in, he said, I just signed divorce papers. I just got full custody of my two little children. And he said, my youngest of the two children is going through testing because he may have special needs. I can't make this level of commitment that you're asking for right now. So I said, completely reasonable. I get it 100%. And so I told him that I could either offer him, could continue to date without intercourse, but, you know, affection, or that I could be his friend. And so we went on three more dates after this conversation happened. We had three really great dates. He actually spent the night after, you know, all three dates, but still no intercourse. But we fooled around a little. Chemistry was great. And then he started to pull away. And so I let him, and I didn't hear from him for 4 or 5 weeks. And then he came back.
That's what I teach. Decision-making time. 8 weeks.
Well, So here's what's confusing to me is that, so he's reaching out to me consistently. Like I hear from him 2 to 3 times a week. And we kind of periodically, it's not like any kind of regularity, but you know, periodically we'll go out and do something together. So like he called me and he asked me, do you want to get dinner and go to a comedy show tonight? And I said, yeah, that sounds wonderful. I'd love to do that. And so he came and picked me up. We went out to the show and for dinner, but his body language is very clear that like, there's going to be no affection between the two of us. Like at one point in the night, like my,
I've got news for you. He cannot be affectionate. It will turn him on and that will be a painful. Blue balls are not their favorite color.
Okay.
So I want you to know that the price tag for virtue is the integrity of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You basically showed him the boundaries and he's accepting it because you're valuable to him as a human being, as a friend, as a companion.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many people, when they get to some level of maturity, 45 to 55, they decide that they'd rather have companions than lovers because bodies come and go when it comes to intercourse. Some bodies work and some bodies don't. And if you lower your standard to affection, you may have a great relationship that fulfills enough of your needs.
Okay. So this is what I guess I've not been clear on with him. It's like, so, I mean, I follow his lead. If he, you know, doesn't show any signs of wanting to show any affection, then I just let it be. And so then, and now, and this has been consistent that we've gone out
four
times.
Are you willing to consider a companionate relationship?
Yes. I mean, I ultimately want to find somebody to be mated with. So, I mean, I'm dating other men too.
But do you understand a companionate relationship allows you to continue to date with honor because you have not contracted for monogamy socially,
mm-hmm.
and you're not having intercourse. So it will allow you not only to have these companions, you may have 2 or 3 companions while you're hunting for Mr. Sexy.
So how do I treat him then? So what he has done consistently is we go on the date, there's no affection, and then I'm thinking, okay, so this is a friend, so I can treat him like a friend.
This is a companion.
But is that the same as a friend?
Yes, except a friend is more. A companion date is a date, but it doesn't include affection and sexuality.
Okay. Because what he'll do is the next day he'll send me a text and he'll tell me what a wonderful time he had. And then he'll say something about my
companion.
Well, he'll say something about my physical appearance. Like he'll say, like he stopped over last Friday, chat for a little bit. And yeah,
he already asked for your body and you told him no.
Okay.
And you had a right to say no. But you did it in mm-hmm. such a nice way that he has the right to hunt for someone better and sexier than you. And so do
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to get laid bad.
Well, it's not really that I want to get laid. It's that I don't understand. Do I treat him like a friend? And like whenever I feel like it, do I just send him a text because he's my friend? Or do I treat him
somebody that should be chasing me? No, no.
Okay.
He's a companion, duty dating. He's asking you out, understanding there will be no intercourse. but there will be affection. But it has to be started by him.
Whoever okay, so it's still like...
He asked you out. He's pursuing you as a companion.
Okay. Okay. That's just, that's all I wasn't sure about is if he's just viewing me as like a friend now or
no,
if it still maybe has potential.
No, please stop using the word friend. Please.
Okay. Okay.
A companion is an affectionate partner that you don't have intercourse with, but all the other rules fit. For example, there are companionships that are convenient, where both people pay into the pot. There are companion relationships where women are men chasing men who are women. You see, there are companionate relationships in which one person is calling and asking and paying for the whole thing. So you keep calling it a friend. That neutralizes the energy. He's already flagged you that he would like you to be a sex partner. You gave him your boundaries, and he accepted them.
Yes.
So don't mix companion with friendship.
Okay.
It's a date without intercourse.
Okay. And do these sometimes have the potential to move into a committed relationship?
I guarantee it. Real solid relationship is grounded in a friendship that grows into a companionship.
Okay. So if I just keep doing what I have been doing with him, this has the potential for becoming, I mean, ultimately, like, perhaps a monogamous, long-term, mating-bound or marriage-bound relationship.
I would love to count up how many bosses and secretaries started out as business partners, went into friendship, and ended up married.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, okay. That was my question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, Kelly. Are you there?
I am here. I think we have a new caller on. Hi, caller. You're on the air live with Dr. Pat. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. So a man is supporting me. And we have not
slept together. By the way, I want to say something. I know you darling ladies have got the message that when a man is chasing you, that you say a man is dating me. But I want to make strictly clear that men have a right to be yin and women have a right to be yang. So if a woman says, I am dating a man that I chose, or a man says to me, I have been chosen as a dating partner for a woman who wants it that way, I do not want to go on the premise that everybody with a penis is a yang and everybody with a vagina is a yin. We are all yin. We are all yang. And we have the right to decide when to be one and when to be another. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
Now you can ask your question. I just Wanted to say that.
Thank you. We have talked about having sex, and he said that he...
You brought it up?
He brought it up.
All right.
And so we have a plan to get tested before this happens, and then we have a commitment to a long-term continuous and all the things. And he then said...
Marriage or mating?
Yes.
Wait, I want
dating. Marriage.
Marriage.
Yes.
And you both agree
and he does
that
too.
If possible, you're going to build a relationship, a companionship into a marriage agreement if possible.
Yes.
So
and
what
so,
is
and then he said, I want you to take the lead on initiating sex after we get...
You know what?
After,
he said it,
and
that's
okay.
Just what I explained. Now, do you want to be the leader when it comes to signaling sexual availability?
No.
Well, then tell him, thank you for the offer, but no, that turns me off.
And then the reason he said that he wants it to be in my hands is because of his experience with his first partner. They had a plan, they got the test, then they did it, and then the next day she went to the high school and called rape. And so he no longer wants that.
You know what? I'm finding that with this harassment system going on, the Me Too is often teaching men not to be men and ask for what they want, but to wait until a woman wants it bad enough to ask for it. So, are you attracted to this man?
Yes.
Would
and
you be
so
willing
I'm wondering...
to flag him with the... Would you be willing to flag him with affection?
Yes.
But not sexual groping.
Right.
So,
and so I'm wondering as a...
I think that presenting yourself as a sexually available woman through affection is a nice signal.
Okay. So, using your tools, would it be okay for me to say I no longer want to wait anymore to make love to you?
That's not quite the right statement. I no longer want to wait to fulfill a commitment to monogamy, continuity, and longevity.
Okay.
In other words, hopefully, you and he have talked about monogamy sexually and socially. There are people that are very willing to be monogamous sexually based on disease factors. But socially is when people still portray themselves as available and single on websites, introducing each other, whatever. You see? So,
okay.
You're not going to see, I'm ready to have sex. It's called, I am ready to make love if you are, as long as we agree on monogamy, sexually and socially, continuity, regularity in seeing each other or talking to each other, and with long-term goals, are they marriage or what?
Mating.
Are you interested in marrying legally or mating?
Marriage, legally.
Okay.
And
so,
he wants a 2-year engagement.
I think that's your personal choice. Is that okay with you?
It feels a little long to me.
How old are you?
36.
Okay. So, counteroffer. I appreciate you saying 2 years. I would be comfortable with what?
1 year. Maybe an 18 months. I would be okay with 18 months.
All right, then counter offer with 18 months.
Okay.
But I see nothing wrong with him asking you to be the initiator for the beginning of sexual connection, because he's been burnt.
Right. Okay. Got it.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, caller.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Okay. See what
Shelley,
switchboard has
to say. Questions that are coming up for me from people who get me on the phone, that the men are afraid that they're going to be misunderstood as harassing and rapists. And oh my goodness.
You know, I see that. And I actually have talked to some men who have told me directly that that's the level they're at right now. This level of fear that something like that could happen to them. They're seeing it in the media. It's really widespread. We've got another caller on. Hey, caller, you're on the air, Dr. Allen.
That we have our program modified. We're all both male and female.
Yes,
okay,
we are.
Go ahead.
Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Yes. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hello there.
I've dated 4 women, and
now,
I've narrowed
is that
it down.
Sexually or non-sexually?
Both.
Some were both and some weren't.
Correct.
Okay. Go ahead.
And so I was in a relationship with a woman for 6 months, and I laid down some ultimatums about her behavior, which she didn't follow my ultimatums to change her behavior.
Was she a yang woman? Was she a woman
Yes.
who wants to be respected?
Yes.
She can only
Yes.
be with wusses. You don't sound like
Yes.
a wuss.
That's because I'm following your program.
I fully understand that. But before you have intercourse with the woman, you better find out if she wants to be cherished by you or respected by you. If she wants to be respected, there's going to be a war. If she's willing to respect you, you can keep her. But if she's not willing to respect you, you could suffer terribly.
Well, so I ended the relationship with her in April.
All right.
And,
okay.
You know, I was trying to, I told her I needed some time to think about if I wanted to stay in the relationship because things weren't working out. And I was trying to do the 8-week thing, but she kept contacting me every single day, texting me.
That's how much of a man she is. What you've got to say is, I'm not going to answer your phone calls anymore. I want it my way or no way.
Right. So, anyway, I ended up, at the same time I was dating this woman, I was dating another woman also who...
Of course, you said you were dating 4.
Yeah, these 2 were at the same time for at least a 6-month period, roughly a 5-month period. So after I left the first girl, they know each other because they're neighbors. And so with the second girl, everything was great. I really love the way she loves me. I like everything about her. There's very, very little much that Except there's very little that she doesn't.
What does the first girl have? Do you like her passion? What does she have that causes you not to just go with the second girl?
Okay. So what she has is, she has the second girl very afraid. In fact, I think the other day, she sent her text messages, very like mean text messages, and I think that she was assaulted the other day. Let me back up a second. I asked the second girl to marry me, and she accepted. This was like a week ago.
Yeah.
She said she wants to get married to me. Now, the other girl is so jealous that she went and assaulted the other girl, because I saw her today, and it looked like she had two black eyes. I'm in a long-distance relationship. They live like 1,000 miles away. So I'm going to go there this weekend. But so the problem is, I called the first girl back, and I started talking to her today. And she's like very calm, and she is actually like throwing herself at me through a text messages.
I love you. I want you to know you're being taken over and molested, and she's molesting the other woman. Have you thought of the police?
Yes.
You want to marry the second girl, but you're not protecting her.
Okay,
Why aren't you protecting her? What?
She lives 1,000 miles away from me. I'm going there this weekend.
Protecting her is instructing her to go to the police and tell a story.
Okay.
She needs you behind her.
Okay.
Will you do that?
Yes.
Good. And will you tell the other woman that you're having your girlfriend report her to the police, that she better stop bullying?
I don't know. She's like, if I do that, I'm afraid she's going to do more damage to my fiance.
Then I suggest you get your fiance wherever you live so that you don't have to deal with Miss One.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
Do you know the most violent couple in a police station? Lesbians. Gay guys go get other guys. Lesbians.
Yeah, that's right.
Fight physically more than men. Please, if you want to marry the second woman, get her to come where you're at, wherever it is.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay?
Yep. Thank
Good
you.
Luck. Awesome.
Thanks, caller. That is a problem today. And they talk about bullying with teens. And it isn't just teens. It isn't just internet or text messages. It's pretty rampant. I believe we may have another caller. Let me see. Yes, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Thank you. So, Dr. Allen, my husband. My question is about my husband. Sometimes he gets angry for reasons that I cannot explain, and it doesn't seem rational to me at all. And he gets to the bad mood, and he looks like as if he's depressed. And since I have told him many times that we are not your punching bags if you're angry outside, he's a very well-behaved man outside of the house, at his workplace. He's very much very professional. If somebody even swears at him in the street, he doesn't respond. But as soon as he comes home, all the anger goes back to me and my kids. He doesn't do anything
Wait. Have you hung a punching bag in your garage where he can dissipate his anger.
Sorry, now, say that again.
Do you have a boxing gym?
At home I don't have it.
Why not?
He's not going to listen to me. If I get a punching bag at home, he's going to say, oh, you're crazy, and he's not going to use it.
I got news for you. I want you to give him a place where he can if he wants you in his life. What country are you calling from?
I'm calling from here, but I'm originally from Iran.
I understand that. So maybe you do or don't have the right to argue with him. Does he do anything that endangers your body or your kids?
No, he doesn't do anything like that. He just gets depressed.
All he's doing is bitching and moaning, right?
Sorry, say that again. I can hardly hear you. I don't know why.
I want you to hear what I'm saying. He's only bitching and moaning, right or not?
Yes, yes, yes.
Then would you please respect him and listen and say, what can I do to help you and I do better? That's the only question. Don't try to tell an angry man to stuff it. Because when he stuffs it, it's going to explode on you.
Yes,
Give him a place to be angry.
Okay. But sometimes he continues during the day. First he looks depressed. Then he looks a little bit angry. Then he does things that doesn't make sense. For example, if inside the house is cold and we want to turn up, for example, right now it's hot, we want to turn on AC, he turns it off. So he kind of has this cold war with us where he doesn't yell or scream, but he does things that is out of anger and is irrational. I try to ignore him a little bit, and then as day passes on, he doesn't correct himself. It just gets worse and worse. And the other night I wanted to sleep, but he turned on fire.
Does he hit you and beat you and the kids?
Does he provide
violence? What?
No violence.
Well, then if he's not violent, would you please let him vent his negative emotions out loud?
How?
By just leaving him alone when he's venting his emotions, unless you have to call the police.
But he destroys my day. The whole day he's angry, he's in a bad mood. We are just going to the beach.
I got news for you. Do you want
anyone.
A divorce? Do you want a divorce?
No, not really.
Then shut your mouth.
Okay. It's so hard to continue on that path when it gets repeated.
What?
And when it's very hard for me to do that, like, because every time he gets to the...
Let me ask you something. Who was the boss of your family when you were young? Was it your mom or was it your dad?
My mom.
And you're trying to be the boss with your husband.
I'm just trying to have a rational fear.
I got news for you. Listen, I'm telling you, if you want to continue your marriage, would you please shut up? and let him rant and rave as long as he doesn't hurt anybody.
Okay, as long as hurting is physical, yeah, he doesn't hurt. But the fact that he's just for no reason is angry, bad mood, and the kids are telling what's wrong
with him.
Do
you want to know something? Do you want to know something?
Yes.
Why
yes,
are you
please.
Calling me?
Yeah, I want to know what to do with this man.
If you want to divorce him, divorce him. If you want him to stay, give him a place to vent his anger. I told you, a punching bag hanging in the garage, or let him vent.
Okay, okay, I see.
You got it?
Yes, got it, got it.
I don't.
I was hoping
you
that,
want to be like your mother.
I was hoping there was a miracle that would make him not to do it. I think I'm asking for a miracle.
You know what the miracle is? You know what the miracle is? Divorce him.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I say vent him. Let him vent. As long as he doesn't hurt people.
Okay, I see. Okay.
And only say, what can I do to help you and I do better? Not feel better. Do better.
Do better. Do better. Yes, I got that one. Okay.
Got it?
Okay. Okay. Okay, and what should I do with my own emotional hurt? Because I emotionally feel that this is not fair and all that. What should I do with my
what
own
should you
emotional
do with what?
Feelings? My own feelings of feeling hurt and feeling that what he's doing is not fair.
I want you to get a broom or a tennis racket and a picture of your husband, put it on a pillow, and beat it to death.
Okay. Okay.
You know what that is? That's you venting. Do you see how that works? Will you do that?
Yes.
Good girl.
Yes, I got that. Okay.
Call back.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I like that. I've actually done that before in my office, had a dartboard, had the picture of my boss up there when I was younger. So very effective.
Venting is very important.
Well, I agree. And I do think that she has to have some avenue or vent for her. Her feelings and emotions with in respect to her reaction to him. And that's a very constructive thing. We've got a caller on. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Ellen. Do
what?
You have a question?
Where did you go?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Do you have a question?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I do. Am I on the air?
You are live on the air with Dr. Ellen.
Oh, hi, Dr. Pat. I've spoken to you before, but I've got a question. Hi. Thank you for answering my call. I have a question about a female friend of mine, not an intimate male partner. Is that okay?
Of course. Yes. Yes, it is, caller. Go for it.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, caller. That's fine. That question's fine.
Okay. So I have a female friend, and I've had a falling out with her, and I haven't spoken to her for three months now, and I'd like to write her a letter, and should I follow the hi-bye letter?
Yes, that would be very, very good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Sorry. Yes, I can.
All right. I want you to write a hi-bye. And then there are five paragraphs.
Yes.
First paragraph, everything you like. second paragraph, the pain of the problem you're having. Third paragraph, what you do not want in this relationship. Fourth paragraph, what you do want. And the fifth paragraph is the boundaries. If we can't make peace, I don't want this relationship.
Okay. And so my friends, I'm not sure. I have, she's a female friend, and we had a falling out.
I already got that.
And my friends say to me, don't open the door gate.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
I'm waiting.
I am not going to compete with your unlicensed friends. I'm a licensed marriage, family, child therapist, a licensed certified addiction specialist in alcoholism and sexual addiction, and I'm a transactional analyst that was here to help you negotiate in or out of the relationship.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to compete with somebody.
No, I'm not here to ask for that. I'm just wondering because it's not normally people are ringing for their boyfriend or girlfriend, but this is a woman friend with whom I've had a falling out, and I need to do something about it.
I just said write the hi bye letter and send it to her.
Okay, I'll do that. Can you just please go through it one more time? Number one, what I like. Number two.
What you like. Number two, the pain of the problem. Number three, I don't want to fight with my friends. Number four, if you're a friend, I want to negotiate win-win. Number five, thank you for bringing up problems so we can fix them. If you want to fix it, let me know. If not,
okay,
I don't want to have a relationship.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
It is.
Thank you very much.
Boundary setting.
Yes,
and that would work, and that will work with just a friendship, not just a relationship. Friendship.
This will work for any relationship.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very much, Dr. Pat. Bye bye.
Thank you, caller.
For calling.
Thank you. Bye.
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 That is a lot of questions about that, whether or not the hi bye letter will work in other situations other than romantic.
Of
and of course,
it is.
It works
of course
beautifully.
It will.
It's a fabulous tool.
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on live with Dr. Pat Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi. What is it?
My name is Lisa. Nice to meet you. I feel like I have lived your life, although I'm only 47. I had 5 kids by the age of 27, married for 20 years.
Ooh, that's good. You've done it my way.
Yes, I did. But then I went to get my education, and the marriage went to hell in a handbasket. So you also know that journey, don't you?
I understand. I graduated college at 40. Now I'm
so 80, I got the bachelor's 84. Degree at 42, the master's at 44, and here I am now 46-ish and single. So I moved to California to start over, and I met the man through online dating 9 months ago. I don't even know how to admit this on public air, but I slept with him on the second date. The first date was 8 hours. The second date was a weekend.
Did you have intercourse with him?
I did. But at that time, I was the masculine energy.
Honey, you're the master
and what
right
I,
now. You already
yes.
signaled me. You said, I met a man. You said you're chasing him.
Uh-huh. But what I've realized
no
after
problem.
Reading your book and
no
settling back is
you.
That that's not what I want.
No problem.
I want...
Hey! I have
yeah,
no
yeah,
problem
yeah.
with you chasing men.
But that's not what I want. I really want to be pursued. I don't
want to
be the masculine in the relationship.
Darling, you talk a show, but you do a deal. And your deal is my way or the highway.
I feel that I have lived that life because of how I was raised and out of survivor mechanism, and now I'm not her anymore.
When are you gonna listen to somebody like me, even on the radio, for nothing? Because
yeah.
if you want to be female, raise your right hand. I
Got
promise.
It. I promise.
I want you to repeat it. I promise.
I'm trying.
On
I promise.
Honor,
on my honor.
To respect the man I love.
To respect the man I love.
Even when I know I'm smarter.
Even when I know I'm smarter.
And could do it better.
And could do it better.
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
I promise.
I promise.
To keep my yang masculine mouth shut.
To keep my loud masculine mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer first.
Or a lawyer first.
Have you got that?
I got it.
That's the
and that's the key
for a lady. You do that pledge, you will have a man. Men need to be respected to feel cherished. And when they feel cherished by your respect, they can cherish you. If you don't respect them, they will not cherish you.
Nothing's changed since you wrote that book, has it?
Has science changed? Everything I teach.
I just got the book last week.
I'm telling you, I'm not changing because what I teach works for me, my four daughters, my granddaughters, I see how it works. And when I have a masculine woman like yourself who wants to be feminine, I simply mm-hmm. ask you to follow the pledges that I have followed for 47 years.
Well, I can and I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Excellent, caller. We'll update
day.
Us. Yeah, you too.
I will. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that's amazing, Dr. Allen. And she really said it all with that one sentence. Nothing has changed since you wrote that book. And if it is a perfect formula, why break what's not neat and what doesn't need fixing?
Getting to I Do is the same. I wrote it in 1994, and it's been on the shelves ever since.
Yep.
And
hey, caller. We got a caller on.
All right.
Caller, you're on the air live with Dr. Allen. Last call of the night.
Hi. Hi, good evening, Dr.
Hi.
Allen. Hi.
What can I do for you?
A lot. I am engaged. I found a wonderful man found me.
He found you. Okay. He was the sperm.
Yes. I am
so why are you
a fake beta.
Me?
I'm a fake beta. We moved in together. I have two children. He has three young adult children. He's a provider. He's a man. He's wonderful. He's 95%
affordable.
Because he's
Are you calling me?
Because he's jealous.
What?
He is jealous.
I understand. Do you know that jealousy is normal? There's a book about it. Dangerous Passions by David Buss, the USS. If you're with somebody that's not jealous, they're not in love with you. Jealousy is a sign of territoriality.
Envy, I understand,
is when they want to destroy you.
Yes. My fear is I need to draw the line to understand if it's normal jealousy or if it's pathological. Because he will make the whole movie in his head. I went to a trip 2 weeks ago and he thought I was with someone else. While I was overseas, he basically kicked me out of the house. And then he understood that I wasn't doing anything. So when
you know
do you
what?
Draw the line? Mm-hmm.
I got news for you. If he's teachable enough to undo the damage he makes, you get the benefit of the jealous territoriality and then the love when he forgives you because he made a mistake.
How am I going to benefit from it?
You're going to keep him. He's in love with
okay.
you. That's why he's territorial.
Okay. And
have you ever had
no,
a real man before?
No. No, I was always the masculine one, the
I
pursuer.
You. Well, you're fired as a man. Now
yes.
do it his way, unless you have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. We are out of time. Thank you, caller, so much. Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Truth, truth. All right, everybody, we love you. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to tune in then and listen to our podcast on latalkradio.com. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.